Jim Schwartz has reportedly been requested to interview for the Baltimore head coaching job. Well, now Adam Schefter just tweeting this out. It involves the Browns. While the Falcons announced an official interview with former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, he had already has been conducting preliminary and extensive phone calls with the Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals per sources. He's trying to determine who to meet with later this week and into next week before making a decision. He fully expects to be a head coach in 2026. So we got a preliminary call, baby.
And extensive phone calls. Okay, so preliminary and extensive.
What does extensive phone call mean to you?
Well, I thought preliminary could have been covered with an extensive, and vice versa, by the way. Extensive could have been covered in preliminary.
Oh, it's interesting. I think preliminary is like a good 10 minutes. All right, give me your elevator pitch. Extensive and preliminary do not match up to me.
Oh, I don't put a cap on preliminary, but maybe I should. But extensive phone calls can only mean one thing. All right, well, how long is an extensive phone call?
Well, because doesn't the extensive, doesn't
that
take...
Isn't that by person? Like, for me, 20 minutes is an extensive phone call.
5 minutes is an extensive phone call for me.
But that's also what I would think would be a preliminary phone call.
Yes, okay. Bang biscuit. We're in a complete agreement. For me, 5 minutes, that's preliminary and extensive.
I mean, the preliminary side of things should be like, hey, so, all right, you got this sorted out with your person. Here's where you're going to stay. Here's where we're going to eat. Hey, we're really excited to have you come in. But they don't actually talk turkey. Extensive, we're talking a little turkey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's what I want out of this. Can you deliver that before I even get on the plane? Like not everything. You see, you get to keep some things.
Well,
you got to
keep some things behind the kimono for the big reveal.
That's right. They always got to keep them guessing. Yeah. There are some things you get to withhold, but just like in those type of scenarios, you want some assurances somewhere.
So what do you draw the line at extensive phone call versus the first interview if you're the Browns?
I hope it was extensive.
Who does he talk with? Does he talk with Jimmy or does he talk to Andrew?
It's a good question.
Because if he's going with Jimmy, the first question is, I got to keep this Andrew guy,
I mean, this
guy,
makes
right?
it sound like it's a team thing, and so it makes it sound like it's all the parties that be. It would be Haslam involved. It would be Andrew Berry involved.
Kent Kovash.
No, at this point, it's just a two-man booth.
Okay.
Yeah. We're rocking two people.
Glenn Cook, Cat Hickman, they don't deserve they're not on this call?
That's a lot of people for a call preliminary
Now
mindset.
You see how it gets extensive.
Yeah, well, Glenn Cook just hogs the time the entire time. It's just classic Glenn Cook.
Let that man cook.
He's constantly... Just small chatter. Loves the small talk.
If I was Glenn Cook, I'd just be like, hey, let Glenn cook.
That's it.
I'd go third person and the cook euphemism.
His Christmas presents would just be shirts that say, let Glenn cook, and it'd have a fire emoji or something. Very easy to take care of
with
the holidays.
With a picture of Guy Fieri on there for reasons nobody really knows.
No, it doesn't matter. Glenn Cook likes
you. Do you want Glenn to cook or do you want Guy to cook? I don't really know.
Actually, part of the extensive process was... Glenn Cook hogging the time, and then Harbaugh having to insert his own, let that man cook, as someone tried to interrupt it. That was part of what made it extensive.
Are we more encouraged by this or less encouraged?
He's trying to determine who to meet with later this week and into next week before making a decision. So I think the other side of this is him getting the feel of whether or not it's worth his time to get on the plane, come to Berea, come to some of these other spots, or if this is just going to be unnecessary for him. And so there's clearly a list of check marks that you have to be able to have the green check mark for Harbaugh in order to come on the plane and be able to go through with at least preparing and then getting ready for the interview. Harbaugh interviewing you, you're not interviewing Harbaugh.
I just feel what's weird about that is, and by the way, this is a great power move for John Harbaugh.
For sure. He knows who holds the cards in this.
Think about this. If you guys are having internal conversations, you're like, what are we really willing to give Harbaugh? And you're in the middle of a conversation, then John Harbaugh calls you. That's a leader of men right there. Just as a casual reminder here, Cleveland Browns, Tennessee Titans, Las Vegas Raiders, Arizona Cardinals, New York Giants, and another team I've already forgotten here, Atlanta Falcons, Miami Dolphins. You don't have the power. John has the power.
That's what this is
some big coach energy if you're asking me.
Here's what I want to know. He gave you the preliminary and the extensive to begin with. If we don't end up getting an actual official interview in a day or two, how badly did they bungle this?
Oh, I don't think it's how badly they bungled it.
What could they not check off that John needed checked off is the better way to put that.
I mean, I think people are going to put it on the Andrew Berry thing. I know Harbaugh can get whoever he wants installed in most of these jobs. I don't think that's going to be the thing. I think it's going to come down to how quickly does Harbaugh think he can win? And listen, I think the Browns' job fares better than most people realize, because the offensive line and a number one wide receiver is a lot easier to find every offseason. The question is, does he think he can win with any of your quarterbacks?
I know, but there's clearly a question that he has that he's making everyone go through this like pre-interview process
with. But I don't
think it's
the same thing for each team, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Like half these teams, are you really going to pay me $20-plus million a year? Because they got cheap-ass owners. I think it might be with Jimmy just, are you going to stay out of my way? Are you going to stay out of Andrew's way? That might be more...
Jimmy, you got to lie, buddy. you got to learn to lie.
Candidly, I've learned my lesson.
Candidly.
And, you know, I only did that to those other coaches. It's like guys when they're like, honest with a woman that they've cheated on previous girls, but it was like, yeah, that was because of them. I would never cheat on you. And it's like, are you sure about that? Because I think maybe you would. Sorry if any guys are listening with their wives right now and you're known cheaters. That's on me, dog.
Just lucky I didn't say what I was thinking about. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Like if you're sitting next to your guy and you cheated on in previous relationships, just wait.
Broke up like three marriages.
It's going to happen. That's how that works. Sorry. Right. Sorry, people.
You know,
listening.
The light bulb just went off over.
There's somebody, unfortunately.
It could have been over his head. We could be setting free a couple guys right
there.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Well, that's the you leave them how you found them mentality, right? Like if all of a sudden.
That's a different thing.
Well, no. Like if you have an assistant and, well, you know what? Never mind. Let's not go down this road.
No, I'd like to know now. I think everybody's kind of peaked here. And how this ties back to Jimmy Haslam.
Well, all right. So if you're married and then you cheat on your wife with the assistant, then the assistant can't all of a sudden think, oh, we're going to have a great marriage. This is going to be awesome. They all think that's the plan, the end game. Like, oh, no, but he. Clearly, his wife was the problem. He really loves me. No. He cheated on his wife with you, the assistant. The next assistant he get is the same thing going to happen. You have to be prepared for that. That's how life works.
That's why you got to get a fat guy as his assistant next, because he's not going to bone
that. That's how that works. Yeah. Like, you just have to be prepared. Well, you can't be shocked if you're the assistant in that scenario that then when 15 years later he cheats on you with his new assistant, you can't be surprised.
He's hitting home for a lot of people.
They leave him how you found him.
A lot of people.
That's just the life lesson
for
people
out there. 216-474-0092. The Browns, amongst several teams to have preliminary extensive phone calls, not Zooms, there's just so many ways to do this.
You don't want to be dressed, like, you know, you're dressed and
I bet you John Harbaugh has a hell of a landline. He's had the same number. He's had it ported in for like 20 years now since he was the DB coach at Cincinnati.
We don't want to make Glenn take off his Make Glenn Click shirt to take off and then like put a real shirt on.
Glenn, he can see you.
You're on Zoom.
Let Glenn cook!
Everyone sees Guy Fieri. Take it off.
I thought I turned the camera off.
Okay, Tubin.